Blog Talk Radio.
Hyman was, I could say she was a good friend of mine because I knew her personally. So I'm going to get right into it right now. Song called Valentine Love.
Thank you.
that was Valentine Love, Phyllis Hyman featuring another good friend of mine, Michael Henderson. Phyllis Hyman was the soul diva, I can tell you. I've never missed a concert of Phyllis Hyman. She was from Philly, and I lived in D.C. at the time. I never missed a concert on the East Coast. The week before she died, I had just seen her in Blues Alley in Washington, D.C., and she told me that she's going to be in New York at the Apollo Theater. I'll never forget that night. It was like yesterday, June 30th, Friday night, 1995, when everybody's waiting. Somebody came back and said she just committed suicide in a New York City apartment. She had taken sleeping pills and OD'd. And she left a suicide note, but I'll read that later, which was kind of sick and sad. But she was torn. And most of her music was about heartbreak and strife. I'm going to get right into another song by Phyllis that I really like. It's called Gonna Make Changes. That's what her life was mostly about, trying to make change. I don't know. It just kind of breaks my heart every time I play Phyllis, and I get a little teary-eyed, so guys, forgive me. Phyllis Hyman, her music touched my soul a lot because not from how she interpreted
more so how I interpreted. The life was good, but her life was torn. And if you can listen to all her music, it just, I don't know, it just does something to me. Here's another song I'm going to play. If you guys want to call in, 424-757-1423. I'm not talking a lot because I'm a little bit choked up about every time I think of this, because it was like, it was somebody close to me, I guess. I'm going to get right into another song called We Both Need Each Other. And We Both Need Each Other, featuring another good, the same good friend, Michael Henderson. Guys, I'm gonna play one more song by Phyllis, and then I'll go into some other things I want to play, because I thought I could do this, and obviously I can't because I'm sitting here all choked up inside. But that night, that June night, I remember they were telling us about the suicide note she wrote. And it went something like, I'm tired, those of you that I love know who you are. May God bless you. She was 45 years old, and the next week she would have been 46. Can you believe that? That is the most bizarre thing. It was most bizarre for me. There's a biography out about her right now called The Strength of a Woman, the Phyllis Hyman story. And the book talks about her personal and sexual relationships with men and women. So, I don't know. I've read part of it, but I don't know how much of it is true. It's supposed to be authorized, but who knows? I don't know. When someone's not there to defend it, so, you know, they could say anything. But tonight we're listening to the song Silence of Phyllis Linda Hyman. She was alive, man. She was a presence. When she walked into the room, you would know she's in there. She also did a lot of stage. She did the James Bond thing. If you guys read backstory about her, she's pretty amazing woman. I don't even know. I saved this last song for her. It says it all. This song is called Old Friend. Check it out.
friend, Phyllis Hyman. Wow, I want to thank everybody for listening to me rant and rave about my good friend, Phyllis Hyman. Oh, I don't even know what to say. But this has been good. I don't think I could play any more music by Phyllis right now, and forgive me. But I'm going to go in. I have a few minutes left, so I'm going to play some things that I also like that I have up on the switchboard right here. The Stylings of Maxwell. Pretty weak. Joy. You're listening to G Radio in New York City.
Time will bring the veil and the body cry. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. We'll see lands within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. When my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a thief. I had to set you free.
Another UK friend, I can't see the name, Brittany. Guys, same time tomorrow night, I'll be doing the same thing. I don't know who or what. If you guys have any music that you want to hear, email me, Facebook me,
and let me know what you want to hear, because I'd love to see your face in the place. Again, I want to thank you guys for listening to me. My name is Greg Lassiter, and this is The Quiet Storm, your classic soul for R&B music, music for your soul. So remember, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you're still among the stars. Until next time, love to love you.